You are not to discuss this matter amongst yourselves.
We don't submit reports or ask approval for specific operations, if that's what you mean. We are an autonomous department.
Any questions?
Broadcasting from an abandoned subspace relay orbiting Risa, this is Section 31, gathering intelligence for you on Star Trek CCG. Now reporting in, operatives Dan and Rogue.
They know all the secrets that you hide.
Hey, welcome to Section 31, episode number 311. I'm Dan Hammond.
And I am Rogue Schindler.
This week, we had things that we wanted to talk about, but neither of us are prepared to discuss them, so we're going to just talk about this thing that Rogue went to for a while, which was what?
As you may or may not be aware, particularly today if you're a baseball fan, the All-Star Game is being hosted in San Diego this year. That's actually tomorrow, if you're listening to this live, or before tomorrow, on the 11th, Monday the 11th. And in conjunction with that, they do what they call MLB Fan Fest, which is basically Baseball Comic-Con. It's awesome.
Nice. That would explain the random text I got that something like, hey, there's an A's pitcher. Do you want a signature?
Yeah.
Was it Catfish Hunter?
No, it was Raleigh Fingers.
Raleigh Fingers. I always get those two confused. I don't think one of them is around anymore.
The mustachios,
yes,
going on. It was pretty funny. I was in line for Orlando Cepeda, and the guy behind me was like, oh, the Raleigh Fingers is signing over there for $20. And I was like, yeah, but this is free, and it's Orlando Cepeda. it was interesting. It was the most of the convention center, if you're at all familiar with Comic-Con, which takes up, the vendor's floor take is from – Hall A all the way down to Hall G. It did not use Hall A, but it was from B to G, and then Hall H was like the refreshments area, additional refreshments area, I guess. But it was cool. They had a big diamond in the middle, and they had like batting cages and pitching cages and fielding. You could go and like try to field against the machine and try to throw to different positions. They had a diamond set up with little cutout guys with a target, so you could try to throw, turn a double play or make the throw to second, to cut off stealing or,
That's cool.
It was really neat. Batting practice. They had a home run derby area where it was just, big, long, try to hit the long ball. But they also had specific batting practice where you were trying to, not to hit into a grounder, or you try to bunt over here, or you want to hit this in the hole and on the left side. And it was really cool. They had museum style exhibits too. They had like a mini Hall of Fame, and they had a cool exhibit on the Negro Leagues and on the Women's Leagues. And they had all of the trophies that they're giving out this year. They have this year's trophies, but without, with blank engraving. So you could see what all the trophies look like, the World Series trophy and like the, things I didn't even know about, like, stolen base leader and batting leader, the Silver Sluggers, MVPs, the Willie McCovey Award, or the Roberto Clemente Award, things like that. So that was really neat. And one of the most interesting things I thought that we spent quite a while on, and it made me think of Johnny. I think he would love it. I'm sure he must have gone at least one day, because it was one of those things where I don't know that I would ever go to the All-Star Game itself, like travel to it. Just I don't know why. I'm just not really that into it, to the All-Star Game itself. I like watching it, but I'm not going to travel to it. But it's here, so I was interested in seeing this while it was here, and I hope Johnny took advantage of it, because they had a wall – two walls, in fact, of all of the hats from all of the minor leagues.
Wow. All right. Because some of those get crazy, right?
Yeah, it was hilarious. So there was a grid. They had National League on one side, American League on the other side. And at the top, they had the Major League. And then in rows beneath them, they had like the double A and the triple, or the triple A and the double A, and then like the four varieties of single A, and then farm teams and like different levels. And so you'd pick, see your team at the top, and you could go down the line and see what all the names are and what the hats are. And, just some really bizarre things out there. The Modesto Nuts.
I was wondering if you found the Modesto Nuts.
Yeah, that. And, just some some really random, what was it, the Memphis Sounds?
Yeah.
The Sounds.
Yeah, nice.
And the hooks, the fish hooks.
Yikes.
And, man, it was really cool. There's some really wacky minor league teams out there. But it was a really interesting experience. I'm glad we went. We went for one day. But it was a five-day affair, Friday through Tuesday. Actually today. So tomorrow, they even do it a little bit before the actual All-Star game on Tuesday. So, you know, if you're still interested.
What was the cost?
It was $35 at the door, I think, $30 in advance. Friday was both kids' day. It was cool. One end of it, it was the minor league area, and it was all or rookie leagues. And they had all of the stuff I mentioned earlier, the activities, but for wee lads and lasses. So they could run around, and they had balloon animals and stuff. You make little balloon bats and stuff. But it was kids' day, and it was also BOGO day. So we got 2-for-1 tickets, and, you know, under 3 was free. So that was why we went on Friday. But, yeah, still, you know, I would totally, you know, $30 is less than a day at Comic-Con. And, you know, I had a good deal of fun going around. And they had a thing where if you register online – they email you a QR code, and you can do it while you're there. And then each little activity you go to, you can scan your thing. And the more scans you get, the more chances you have to win like tickets to the All-Star game. Like, oh, are you doing anything tonight? Here you go. Or, you know, other memorabilia or things. So it was like, well, I don't know if I would do this, but sure, let's go and, you know, get things scanned and try to get more, you know, encourage people to go to exhibits or activities they might not to have otherwise. There was a base stealing thing. They time you, and they had a big pad at the end.
So you could slide into it?
You'd head first slide or try to dive. Yeah, it was cool.
Going back a second to what we were talking about, Chris Malways is in the chat room. He mentioned the Vegas 51s as his favorite minor league team. They've got this alien on the cap. Nice. It reminds me, the Reno team is the Reno Aces. As is gambling or whatnot, but they're
right.
Like flying aces too, because they've got the air races there.
Oh, cool! That's a nice double.
Anyway,
yeah, there was some really
brilliant.
Funny.
Did you do any of the throwing or the catching or any of the challenges or anything? Were they extra cash? I'm sure
they weren't, but there were lines. They weren't terrible lines. You know, probably 10-15 minutes. So I think the thing I regret most not trying. Were two things. There was the stealing base because that was like the first thing we saw, mostly because they had all 30 team banners around and we went immediately to the Giants one so we could take a picture with it. And then we started looking around and that was the stolen base stuff. I wish I had done that. It would have been fun just to go and head first. I've never done a head first slide ever because I fear for my life.
Uh-huh.
But on the nice big pad, I would totally try it. It would have been, you know, hilarious, belly flop, but I would like to have at least tried it. But unfortunately, by the time we got around to the physical activity, the kiddo was being kind of fussy, and I had taken the opportunity immediately volunteer to wear her to calm her down so I could wear my big orange Giants wrap around and got a lot of comments, which was fun. But that also meant that she was only calm while I was wearing her. And if I tried to take her off to do an activity, she was probably going to start, you know, shrieking again. So, I didn't do that. And I didn't do any of the other activities. I did try the pitching speed measurement while wearing her, which was interesting. I was literally pitching around her.
How fast did you get on the gun?
It was low 40s. Yeah, low 40s. So, you know, it's really impressive, you know, the amount, you know, they have to get back and get their weight behind it. And I just really couldn't position myself to do that. But I'm still happy with that. I know I have a slow arm, so I was happy it got that high.
I have never done that. Never gone to the – because I know they've got that a few stadiums, you know, in the back where you can walking around because, you know, trying to keep your kids occupied.
I'd be interested to see that because the bruises on my right hand say that you've got a rocket attached to your arm. So that we should definitely do that next time we hit up a Pony League game or something.
Agreed. But that sounds good.
The other activity I was bummed to miss was they did. There was one Under Armour sponsored a little obstacle course. It was like do a run and then do a diving catch and then a swing. And the diving catch was it was a big tumbling mat, and it was like a, you know, probably like 3 or 4 feet up off the ground. You climbed up the platform and they gave you a glove and they
had to launch yourself off and catch it.
And they're like, okay, we're going to toss the ball right here. And they would show you. And so 1, 2, 3, ready. And they'd toss it and you dive and they would take like 12 pictures and, you know, try to get the best one of you
awesome.
Diving over. And I was like, oh man, that would have been cool. But you know, it was definitely entertaining. The other activity we did that I instituted was we tried to play, I keep calling it MLB bingo, but it really wasn't bingo. It was more like scavenger hunt. I wanted to see how many teams were represented by fans.
Okay.
Like just anytime we saw somebody not like trying something on or not an official banner or something, but you know, they were clearly there. They were a fan of this team, t-shirt, hat, whatever. And we got 26 out of 30 teams, which I think is pretty impressive. You know, a lot of Giants fans, a lot of Padres fans, a lot of Dodgers fans, because, you know, Southern California, California. But, yeah, a lot of, you know, things I didn't expect. Just, you know, a lot of Indians fans. And
really? Because I would have guessed, and, you know, you get a lot of fans of the East Coast, you know, right? Because, you know, population centers, you get a lot of fans on the West Coast because, you know, they're here. But I would figure Midwest and not Eastern teams that are not right on the, you know, the coast there would be what I figured would be the, you know, the no-shows. But then again, a lot of people migrate here and it is All-Star Weekend. So I'm not terribly surprised that you saw as much as you did. I'm sure you saw at least one Oakland fan.
Oh yeah, okay. Definitely.
Good.
Definitely a strong, Oakland showing cause they're also local, you know, Angels as well, but not as much, but, you know, certainly a few, not just the one. So, you know, certainly some teams I only saw one person.
Sure.
But the ones I missed were kind of surprising. Rockies, I was expecting to see all of the NL West.
Yeah, sure.
Right away. Phillies, not surprising. They're kind of crappy this year, and they're far away. Blue Jays, not surprising, because, you know, Canada. Very far away. Oh. But Mets, I was really shocked not to see any Mets fans because they were so good last year and they're very, you know, they're pretty popular. They're a big center, you know, big population center, even though, you know, a lot of New York people go Yankees. But yeah, shocked not to see any Mets fans. But I'm sure they were probably there. We just never ran into them.
Yeah, right on. Well, it sounds like you had a good time. Brilliant. So you working downtown, how nuts has it been getting in and out? I mean, has it been like Comic-Con traffic or what?
Well, the activities started on Friday, and they are largely kind of concealed. It's not like Comic-Con where it's kind of spilling over into everything else. It was basically the convention center, a little bit behind the convention center on the grass, and, you know, today the park that was the home run derby today. At the ballpark. So I don't think it was much more crazy than, say, you know, a usual baseball day or a busy baseball day, I guess. But to be fair, I went, so I worked on Thursday. It was fine. Friday we went to the thing and it was busy because we were down in it, but it wasn't like Comic-Con busy. And then Friday I was off, or Monday today I was off. I was out of town because I went out of town for the weekend. So I didn't really get to see how crazy it was today. You know, ask me again next week and I can tell you how crazy it was tomorrow, which is actual All-Star Game Day.
Yeah, I was down there as well on Thursday for business, just right downtown, you know, right in the middle of everything. And I didn't see much out of the way, but I did get there around 8 or around 7 and I left around 3, so I didn't have too much traffic. But yeah, good luck tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe I'll make arrangements to work from home.
Very good. Well, we have promised to talk about one of the audio episodes, so we'll do that next week. And there was also something else that I forwarded you that was interesting. I had a good time watching it, but you have to read the subtitles, and it's very German. So take a look at that. It is. I'll put a link in the notes for today's show. It is the. It's the what's it called? Star Trek Enterprise 2. Search for that on YouTube, and you'll find this stop motion filmed Enterprise. I tell you, if nothing else, just watch it for the opening credits, because it is far superior to the actual Enterprise opening credits. You know, it's very masterfully done. You check it out.
Cool, I'm looking forward to it.
It took me quite a while to get past the I'm watching someone's toys, but once you get past that, and it's a pretty good story. Well, we'll talk about it more next week. I'll expand, but I thought it was a pretty good story. I thought they did a good job, and I did finally get past the marionette-esque parts of it. But it's about an hour. It's actually the full. It's a full length, you know, episode. So make sure you have,
wow,
some time to do it. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that and the audio. Maybe just one of them. We'll talk about that next week. I don't think we have anything else. I think as far as Trek news, the raffle was over the weekend. That was a good time. And I signed off on the project that I've been working on. Project Sloan. So, so that's heading off. There's one
nice
last little check, because we made a few little minor tweaks based on feedback from the proofreaders to some of the words, and I want to make sure Rules doesn't object to the addition or subtraction of a word here and there, but I think it's ready to go off and be made, so huzzah.
Excellent. That is exciting.
Yeah. So hopefully we'll be getting some spoilers for that, you know, in the next couple of weeks.
Very nice. I'm definitely going to have multiple sets to try to swim through once we come back.
Yeah, no doubt. All right.
All right. Well, that is unfortunately the limit of our intelligence for this week. We will hopefully have some more next week, as Dan previewed, but we are looking forward to some All-Star stuff tomorrow, and looking forward to that Enterprise 2 experience. I think it sounds like an appropriate word.
There might be beach, but you will definitely experience.
All right. In the meantime, I am Sir Rogue.
And I am Sir Dan.
And I will remind you all to expand your power in the universe.
And I will draw Dan. You cannot run, you cannot hide, and you cannot defect. They are always watching you, but you cannot.